Hey, today is actually going to be super short. You're going to like this. I want to talk to you about how to stay sane when the news around you is crazy. Because we live in a world where the news is driving us nuts. Now, it's kind of been true for a long, long time. Henry David Thoreau wrote many, many decades ago, "Read not the times, read the eternities." And he didn't even live in the day of social media. We got now stories about drones all over New Jersey, and then that leads to mass panic where people assume or believe that crazy stuff's going on, even when it's not actually going on. Conspiracy theories: are we going to have vaccines? Will there be fluoride in our waters? Regime changes going on. And generally with the news, kind of the way that it works is, folks who are in that field will know, we get clicks, we get views, we get whatever, when we're able to create stories that generate strong emotion. So it's, for the most part, not designed to generate thoughtful reflection and skeptical inquiry. It's, you should be terrified. You should be outraged. You have to know about this, and we will tell you how to feel about it. So there are lots and lots of ways in which it's not just the craziness of the stories, but the spiritually malformative, simplistic, emotional manipulation of it will lead us in the wrong direction. How do I want my mind and my spirit to be formed? And here's a suggestion. A man named Justin Early was discovering in his own life the habits that he was forming, the life that he was leading, were not leading in the way that he wanted to. So somebody was asking about this, and he wrote down a few guidelines to what he called a common rule. That is a way of life that we can be involved in that's got sanity attached to it. And it involved four daily practices. So I offer these to you now, as any of them may be helpful. Rule number one, kneel in prayer at morning, at midday, and in the evening. And there is something about using our bodies when we pray. Now, for me, although I knelt in prayer this morning, I generally find in the morning, because I want to lift up my heart to stand and raise my hands, can kind of remind me, God, this is your day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But to use your body when you wake up in the morning and then during the middle of the day to come back to God, and then in the evening, a wonderful movie about C.S. Lewis called Shadowlands. And he is newly married, and he says to his wife as he's getting ready for bed that it's his custom to just kneel by the side of the bed and pray. And there was something about the portrayal of this middle-aged, brilliant scholar kneeling to say his prayers to God like a child does that was so powerful. So that's rule number one. Kneel, beginning, middle, and end of the day in prayer. Rule number two, have at least one meal per day with other people. In my own life, for many, many years, I would get up early in the morning and go away to the office. And one of the things that happened in a difficult time of life was for that to end. And in the morning, I sit at a table with my wife and we have breakfast together and we talk together about what's going to happen in the day and we pray together. We have a little book with folks that we will pray for when we don't forget to do that. And then I go to take care of the dogs. And there's something about that every morning that kind of anchors our life, and unless one of us is gone. So each day, at least one meal that you have with some other people. And then 1 hour each day with the phone off. And our phones can easily govern our lives. Lots of good things to have in a phone. But the scripture talks about be still and know that I am God. And so to just make an arrangement for 1 hour during the day when I know that I will be free of that phone. And then the fourth rule is when you get up in the morning, scripture before phone. And it is so easy. It just becomes kind of a default for emails, texts, Facebook, social media, whatever crazy thing is going on in the world to become the first thought in my mind. So Justin invites us into a common rule where it's just real simple. I will allow a thought from Scripture. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our Father, who is in heaven, all things work together for good for those who love God. Whatever it is, just one thought to begin my day and govern my mind before I turn to the phone. That's the common rule. There's some weekly guidelines also. If you want, you can get Justin's book and find out more about that. But this is just real entry level. You can do this, and it might make you a little more sane.